Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
Brad, are you ready to play our most complicated game yet?
Oh, wait. I think what you mean to say is our simplest game yet, but with the most complicated set, because we have been,
spent
an hour and 20 minutes getting our computers set up so that we can play audio clips to each other.
Oh, goodness.
We just need to give up on technology. Somebody get me an abacus and a piece of chalk, because that's me from now on. But yes, we are set up. I'm ready to play.
People who record podcasts in the same room as each other are at a distinct advantage
for this sort of thing.
Yes.
Okay. So let's explain the game.
Okay. So what we're going to do is Brad and I have each selected five Disney sounds that, and it could be anything. Could be music, could be ride audio, could be ambient audio, could be anything. And what we're going to do is play the sound for the other person. That person will then guess what the sound is. And if you can guess with no hints, you'll get 3 points. If you guess with one hint, which is like a not very specific kind of broad hint, you'll get 2 points. And if you guess it with the like super obvious hint, that's just 1 point. So it'll be 5 rounds, 2 sounds, so 10 sounds total. And whoever has the most points at the end wins.
And hey, you can play along at home and you can be like, oh my gosh, you idiot. How do you not know what that sound is? Why are you asking for, no, that's the last thing it would be. And we'll admit that, yeah, we're probably going to get more of these wrong than we should, but it seemed like a fun idea a couple of days ago before we were an hour and 20 minutes into this thing. But gosh darn it, we are committed now.
And when the podcast ends, because our friendship is over.
That's right.
After this game.
This has broken us.
You'll know.
Am I starting or are you starting?
You start. You were very helpful in the setup process, so I'll let you go first.
Okay. Here's my first sound.
Monorail.
Hey, what do you know? You got that one.
Ding bong.
I mean, I was trying to. I wanted to start it off easy. Like I felt like that was fair.
Yeah. Oh, I thought it was very fair.
Yeah, you and your 3 points now. Never mind. I'm changing these suckers up, man. Going straight to the hard ones. Okay. Yes, monorail was the correct answer. Now, what is your first sound?
My first sound is...
Is that Slinky Dog Dash?
It is! Very good!
Man, it was like, because here's the thing. When I heard the sound, I'm sitting here going, I think that's Toy Story Land. And is it Swirling Saw? I don't, you know, like, so the, honestly, at that point, though, I figured it was a 50-50. So
the issue with that sound and why the clip is 4 seconds long is because you have to cut it between Slinky Dog saying, hold on, and then you back up, and then he says, let's go. Here we go. And so I had to cut between, because if you heard Slinky Dog, obviously you got
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
so,
then you're going to give it away.
It's like you have to cut between those and leave enough of that twang, 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 twang in there to give you a chance. But very good.
Well, some of mine are 1 second because that's all that I could get. I will gladly play it for you multiple times, but yeah. Okay, so my second sound. All right, here we go. Would you like the sound again?
No, I think I've got it. Okay. So this is just me thinking aloud right now.
Okay.
That's...
So you'll say final answer before you...
Yes. That sounds like Main Street Vehicles. I'm trying to think if there's any other vehicle that makes that honk honk sound. I don't believe I've ever heard the mayor in Hollywood honk the horn of his car, but I think that car would make more of an awooga horn. I'm gonna go with Main Street Vehicles on that one.
Is that your final answer?
That is my final answer. Main Street Vehicles.
I picked way too many easy ones to start with because yes, that's correct.
The little honking horn. Yeah. That was, I mean, there's just not that many old-timey cars to choose from.
Yeah, I honestly, my best chance was you assuming it was like an attraction or something. And again, I promise they do get harder than that. Like I tried to ease you in here.
I'm having trouble with like figuring out, does this sound like the Main Street vehicles, but you know I love Citizens of Hollywood. So did you pick a Citizens of Hollywood clip, you know, that sounded just like something else? So
don't put that past me.
Okay. My second clip is much longer than the first one. I'm going to give you as
which is going to be way longer than all of my clips together.
This is as good of a chance as I can give you.
Oh, gosh.
Would you like to hear that beautiful dulcet tones again?
Yes. Oh, this is bugging me because I know I've heard that.
Here's a free hint. You have heard it.
Well, that definitely narrows it down. All right, now I know the answer. Stitch's Great Escape.
Yeah, when he plays the pan flute.
Yeah, you don't remember that part?
It's Chili Dog Burp, and then the pan flute solo. And then it's over and you leave.
Yeah, and then he starts jumping on. It's actually he jumps on your shoulder and then plays the pan flute. It's incredible. I mean, how that got shut down, I will never understand. gosh. I guess I'm going to have to take a hint.
That is in Epcot. Hint number one.
Is it Living with the Land?
It is. It is Living with the Land.
Okay, and the sad part was I had already narrowed it down to Epcot, so I didn't even need that stupid hint. But now I'm a point behind because I just took a hint that I didn't have to have.
That is the first, 10 seconds of the ride audio. It's cut off directly before the lady says, you know, welcome to a living, whatever she says. I don't know.
Gosh, what would she say after living?
Right before, it's not Welcome to Living with the Land. I do know that much.
Presented by Monsanto.
No, Chiquita. Okay. So yes, that was Living with the Land, the first 10 seconds of the ride. And you got it.
All right. So let's go on to my next clip. I'm a point behind. I need some points back here. Hopefully this will help me. I doubt that it will. Because you are on fire tonight. But here we go.
Okay. That sounded like... Can I hear it one more time?
Sure.
Okay, so... That sounds like a baby crying and someone vacuuming... And someone playing the pan flute, maybe. So what popped... Again, I'm just talking. What popped into my head...
Would you like me to turn it up a little bit and play it again?
Sure.
Is it too low for you?
Let's give it one more shot.
Let's crank it up.
That is a vacuum. Well, at least it's... The first thing that popped in my head was Kitchen Cabaret. But when you turned it up, thinking it's Journey into Imagination with Figment. Now, and I don't remember if we explained when we explained the rules, but if I guess with no hints and I get it wrong, that's 0 points. So...
Yes. Yeah, that's... Okay, yeah, yeah, because that would hopefully make a little bit more sense why I took a hint instead of just... throwing out a guess earlier because as much as I thought it was Epcot, I thought, well, maybe this will like redirect me in case.
So there are stakes.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. You don't just, because otherwise, heck, you always throw out a guess before you take a hint.
Yeah.
Who knows?
As soon as
is it Don Shula?
When you guess, the turn is over. Okay. Give me a hint.
Your first hint is Magic Kingdom.
Okay. So it's neither of the
that should help
I
you because that didn't sound like where you were at. So
I was way off.
That was a good use of a hint, Jeremy.
Yeah, it was. Okay, I'm walking around the Magic Kingdom right now. Those sounds were not... Are all of yours things that exist currently?
Yes. Yeah, okay. I'm not...
This isn't like something that was in Tomorrowland
right, yeah,
in the
no,
70s.
This is not Dream Flight.
Okay. I'm going to say Carousel of Progress. Final answer.
You got it. It is Carousel of Progress.
Yeah.
Yep. The scene where all of the appliances
mm-hmm.
start going, you know, because he's got everything wired up and has overloaded the circuit or whatever. And all the, you know, like as he's talking about it and all the doors are opening and closing and all that stuff. That's what that is from.
Okay.
And I cut it a little bit shorter because I realized and quite honestly, it may have been my imagination running away with me. But I could swear I heard the theme song like playing into the tones that they were making. And I'm like, no, he'll hear it. It'll give it away.
I would have picked up on Great Big Beautiful Tomorrow in a second.
That's what I'm saying.
All right. That was a good one. That was a really good one. It seemed like when you turned it up, especially, I was like, oh, that sounds like, so I was thinking Journey into Imagination, like when you're going through, you know, out of one of the rooms into another one, that seemed like a transitional.
Yeah, I could see that, right?
A transitional thing, but yeah, not even close, approximately, anyway.
And that's why taking a hint, not always the worst thing in the world.
Okay, here's my next one. Round three. For Brad.
Okay, so talking this out, I know this is in Tomorrowland, but I'm trying to figure out where in Tomorrowland it is. And it's another one of those sounds that really annoys me. Oh my gosh. Go ahead and play it again for me. Here's the problem. I think I know what it is, but if I want to be sure, it's going to take me two hints to get there. So the question is, do I want 1 point or do I want 0 points? You're giving me tough decisions to make here, Jeremy.
It's up to you.
All right, Jeremy, give me my first hint.
Magic Kingdom.
Yeah, exactly. go ahead and give me that second hint.
Tomorrowland.
I hate you.
Here, since you had both hints immediately, it is an attraction in Tomorrowland.
Okay, so here's the thing. I know that it's an attraction in Tomorrowland, and I keep going back and forth between the... Because it's too upbeat to be the entrance cue, but it could... It's either going to be the exit cue to Space Mountain... Or it is the part of Space Ranger Spin. And that's what I keep going back and forth between. Space Ranger Spin.
Nope. I'm sorry, buddy. That is the very beginning of the People Mover.
Oh, God.
Just
that's
before
annoying.
The narration starts. That is.
Yeah, and then I, you know, list the two that I think it is, and it's neither. And as soon as you say that, I'm like, oh, yeah, that is totally the People Mover. Ah,
yeah,
beans.
I have a feeling that's going to happen several times.
I don't know. I mean, you haven't failed out yet, my friend. So, all right. Are you ready for your next one?
Yes.
And it's a short one, because otherwise it was just going to be too easy. So here we go.
Hey! Can I have that one more time?
Yeah, you can have it one more time, two more times, whatever you need, buddy.
Oh, I recognize that. Recognize the, like, whoa, 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 whoa. It's not Animal Kingdom.
Again? A little bit louder?
Yeah, one
a
more time.
A little bit louder now.
One more time. Oh, I know what that is. That is Rock and Roller Coaster exiting the load area and getting like locked in to go down the tunnel.
Yeah, that's what you think, isn't it?
Oh, man, really?
Yep, that would be our good buddy Sunny Eclipse over at Cosmic Rays.
Not even close.
Hey, at least you didn't go, well, I know it's an attraction. It's got to be one of these two. And because of this, I think it's definitely got to be this. Because then, what kind of an idiot would you sound like right now?
That voice sounds so much like the, like, hey, everybody, get ready for a wild ride on Rock and Roller Coaster.
And that's why I had to cut it that short, because I knew that there would be some uncertainty there. But if I gave you any more of it, it was very clear that it wasn't. Yeah. Okay, well, that's got to be Sunny Eclipse then.
Any more of it would have totally ruled out Rock and Roller Coaster. But that one, hey, that was very good. Very good subterfuge there. And I got cocky, and I got 0 points.
Well, that just means you have as many points as I have, right? Are we tied? We're tied, right? Yeah, we're tied.
No.
Because I took one hint, and you took one hint to get things right.
I went no hint, no hint, one hint, wrong. And so far, you've had no hint, one hint, wrong.
Okay. I'm projecting that I'm somehow going to get this next one right.
You're going
to get it. Because based on what I've done up to now, clearly that's going to happen.
I believe in you. Here goes.
You've all got them.
Flights of Passage.
Yeah.
That's the where you're getting scanned to see if there's anything that they need to get rid of on you, and then they find, and he says, you've all got them.
Yeah.
And then you have to move around and all that jibber jabber.
I was going to play just like a clip of just the noise, but I thought that was way too obscure.
But I don't know, like somebody playing a bloop, 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 bloop. Hey!
I guess you've ridden Flight of Passage more than me. I've ridden it one whole time.
And that's the thing. I haven't ridden it that many more times than you, but just enough to pick up on that little side of it. And plus, the voice doesn't really match with anybody else that I can think of offhand. So that's kind of what keyed it in, is trying to figure out where that voice came from.
Yeah.
So I do appreciate you not just like trying to kill me with only that part.
Well done, my friend. That was impressive.
Okay. All tied up. And I'm going to give you one. Ooh, what am I going to go with? I think I'm going to go with this one. Here we go.
One more time. It was like a show or a pre-show. I'm gonna need a hint on that one. I don't recognize any of it.
All right, your first hint is Disney's Hollywood Studios.
Not Tower of Terror. Could be. It's not the pre-show for Rock and Roller. It's not Indiana Jones. Okay, so it's not Hollywood Studios.
Except it is Hollywood Studios. Yes, yes, that's how I roll. Do you want me to play it for you again?
Yes, once more.
Talk it out.
Is that... So I really... Okay, here's what I'm thinking is that's a stage show. And so I feel like it's either Streetmosphere... The Citizens of Hollywood, I should say. Jedi Academy, or the Star Wars show that they do out in front of the theater. Not Indiana Jones Stunt Spectacular.
Okay.
I'm going to say...
Are you going to say, or are you going to use your second hint?
No, I'm going to say Jedi Academy.
Oh, if only you'd use your second hint, buddy. because your second hint was going to be, it's an attraction.
Ah, is it Rock and Roller?
No. It's one of your favorite attractions.
Is it Tower of Terror?
It is Tower of Terror.
What?
The hall scene right after they disappear as the starfield appears, right before the window breaks. I cut it like right before the window break happens.
It's diabolical. Wow.
I honestly thought you were going to have me dead to rights on that one.
No. No, because it didn't. It played. So it sounded more like some kind of a, and it is magical, obviously, but some kind of like a over-the-top magical moment, like when the kids are training in Jedi Academy or something. Oh, dang. Good one. Very good. All right. It's my last one for you.
All right. Okay, go ahead and play that again. Something is weird about that one. All right, what's the first hint?
Hollywood Studios.
Okay, so at first I thought Slinky Dog Dash because I heard that blah, 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 or whatever.
Uh-huh. I wouldn't do that one again.
But it doesn't sound exactly like Slinky Dog Dash, I don't think. So then I thought maybe Smuggler's Run, like when the lines are attached to the coaxium. But it almost sounds too quiet for that.
So I will say we're tied right now.
Yes.
So even if you use both hints.
Yeah, I know.
You'll still win by 1 point.
Yeah, but you know, I don't want to just jump in with both feet there.
You don't just want to win by one.
No, I want to win. Okay, yeah, I guess go ahead and give me a second hint because I still don't really know what that sound is.
Sunset Boulevard.
Okay, go ahead and play it again. Is that Tower of Terror?
Yeah.
Okay. Woo!
When you're waiting outside the elevator shaft,
mm-hmm.
The elevator machinery in the cage.
Gotcha.
So I cut it right between the, like, kind of that twangy sound that steel cables make.
Yes.
Both sides
of
that
still,
clip.
Yeah, and it still had a little bit of it in there, but it was enough to be really awkward.
Yeah, both sides of that clip are very obviously cables.
Well, and here's the thing. Minus Sunset Boulevard, there was no way I was getting to Tower of Terror. So I do find it funny that we both ended on Tower of Terror clips, though.
Now, did you do more than five?
I did more than five. Would you like to hear just a couple more?
Yeah, I did six. So
okay.
Just in case of them was the same as yours.
Okay. So I'll go ahead and...
So you won. You won 9-8. Great job.
Yay for me. I really don't care that much. But here's what I will say. This was fun. I like doing this. Minus the hour and 20 minute setup, this was fun.
Well, we're all set up now, buddy.
Yeah, I could see doing this again, though.
Heck yeah.
Sounds are really hard to, because I could pick a random whoosh from somewhere.
Right.
But I want it to be something that would at least make sense within context. Okay, let me play you this one. And I'm going to have to turn this up. It's extremely short. I don't really expect you to get it, which is why I wasn't going to put it in my, you know, actual ones that count. But maybe you will. So here we go.
What? Sounds like a person clapping.
And I'll tell you that you would be best to ignore the applause.
Oh, okay. Well, that's the only thing I locked in on was the applause.
All right, let me play it for you again. And I'm just going to go ahead and play it twice in a row for you because it's just ludicrously short. And when we get done, you will understand why it is ludicrously short.
There's nothing to latch onto in that. Sounds like someone like dropping plastic utensils. Is it Kitchen Cabaret?
Yes, it's Kitchen Cabaret. No. It is in Epcot. It is a current attraction at Epcot.
It's got to be Test Track.
Nope, it's Soarin'. So here's the reason that it is so short. And if I could, I would have loved to have actually been able to grab a full clip of this. And minus people clapping, like clapping at the end of a Soarin' ride is very, very common. The sound of plastic hitting the ground is all of the seat belts unlocking. You know that sound, right?
Yep.
Like, because everybody's sitting there, everybody's trying to push, and you're sitting there waiting. And as soon as you hear that clack 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 clack, you're like, okay, good, I can take my seatbelt off now. But the problem was that not only did I have to deal with people clapping, but if you hear Patrick Warburton start talking, well, that's given away.
Thanks for soaring with us.
Yeah, exactly. So I watched so many videos, and that was the best version of that stupid clacking and it frustrated me so much because I'm like, that's the sound I want to use because I love that sound. It's an iconic sound to me. But anyway, so yeah. Again, I thought that felt too mean to put in because it's just esoteric.
Oh, I absolutely. I can tell you how that would have gone. I would have taken hint one, had no idea it was where in Epcot that was. Hint two would have been the Land Pavilion, and I would have picked Soarin' just because it was either Soarin' or Living with the Land, and I know that's not Living with the Land.
and you don't remember when everybody's seatbelt unlocks and Living with the Land,
or when they hand out plastic cutlery and everyone drops it ceremonially.
All right, so what's the other sound that you've got?
Okay, so this one also for me was too mean. Like, I don't know. It feels too obscure to have included it. It was just, I had five, and I was like, oh, man, I should probably have a safety one just in case we both pick something, you know.
Which, to be honest, I was really surprised we didn't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we picked different Tower of Terror sounds. I pretty, you know, I was in about like the 60% that we would both pick the same sound at some point.
Yeah. Okay, here it is.
So that could be a couple of different things, but I'm going to guess Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger Spin.
Yeah, okay. Well, it wasn't too obscure after all.
Well, because it was just a matter of trying to pick, was that laser fire, Star Wars laser fire, or non-Star Wars? And it sounded like too much, too, and it was kind of like all around you instead of coming from like just a couple of distinct locations, because otherwise it's going to be Smuggler's Run to me. So that left Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger Spin. So,
well, very well done. Very good.
There you go. So, yeah. Apparently, we are not great at guessing Disney sounds, but we're not horrible at guessing Disney sounds. At least when we pick the Disney sounds.
Better than we could have been.
Oh, much what better were, than we what, could have been.
Did you have any more than those six?
I did. Okay, so I had one other one, which may or may not mean anything to you, but it is a very iconic Disney sound to me.
So it's Epcot.
So I will play it for you. It is one of the longer Disney sounds that I have. Here you go.
Oh. And then you can much more easily step onto the bus or off of the bus.
There you go. Yep, it is the bus kneeling.
Yep.
Beep, 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 beep.
Oh, I'd recognize that sound anywhere.
I mean, see? And that's if I'd kept that one in, it would have had to have been one of the early ones. But I just, you know, I don't know. Like the monorail sound, the honk honk of the Main Street horn, those things are pretty iconic, I think. And I think that the beeping of the bus is pretty iconic, but I don't know that everyone else feels that way. So
it definitely is. To a certain, I think you have to have gone to Disney at a certain point, like the purple and white bus era, I think is like where you really would have latched on to that sound.
Well, because the new buses are lower, so I mean, you still, so you will still hear that if they're like putting ramps out and stuff, but I feel like it happens much less frequently than what it used to happen.
Right. And those purple and white buses, it took them that long to kneel down to maximum kneelage.
Maximum kneelage. I'm sure that's how it was listed on the like spec sheet for it. To reach maximum kneelage in only 25 seconds.
With 20 million beeps.
Yeah. Over and over and over again. Well, there you have it. We did sounds.
Yeah, this was a lot of fun. We gotta do more of this.
Well, make sure you save everything that you did so that we can get it done quicker next time. Yeah. And I'm down.
Okay. All right. I think that'll do it for this episode. You can follow us on Twitter at MTM Podcast. You can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/MTM Podcast. You can visit us on the web at missingthemouse.co. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode. And until then, have a magical day.